Now we come to the wonderful 27th Psalm. This is a deeply spiritual psalm, and this is one that is familiar to many of you, because the minute I give the first verse, I can see your face light up, because this is familiar. Now, this psalm divides itself very naturally into two major divisions. We have, first of all, the provision that God makes for the encouragement and confidence of His own. And that's verses 1 down through verse 6. And then through the remainder of this psalm, we have the prayer, which is a prayer for help and sustenance. You see, the one here who has the confidence is going to go to the source in prayer, talk to him about the need. Now, it opens in this very marvelous way. It's probably one of the most spiritual of the Psalms. And when I say that, I recognize that smacks just a little of what I'd like for it not to sound like. And that is that it's sort of for the hoity-toity of believers. And I don't think that at all. But I rather think that this is a psalm that has a message for many hearts and lives today. Now it opens on this grand note. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And you notice again, there is He and me here. The Lord, He's my light. He and me. It's one thing to say, God is light. Now, who is it? The Lord is my light, and He's my salvation. That means He is the one who loves me, because love provided a Savior. God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. Now, He doesn't save us by love, but love provided a Savior for us so we could be saved. Now, the Lord is my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Now we have in the epistle of 1 John, we have three definitions of God. God is light, God is love, and God is life. And all three are here that the psalmist recognizes. He is my light. He's a holy God. And He is the one that directs and guides me by the light of His Word. Because the Word, the psalmist will say later, it's a light to us and a lamp to us in the pathway of life. And my salvation speaks of the love of God, because it was the love of God that provided a salvation for us. And that salvation is only, of course, through Jesus Christ. And John 3:16, God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. God didn't so love the world, He saved the world. God so loved the world, He provided a salvation for sinners, and they have to come this way. And that salvation is conditioned, and that's the salvation that David's talking about. The Lord is my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? My light, my salvation. And then the Lord is the strength of my life. And He gives life. He not only gives life, He empowers us to live that life down here. All of that is wrapped up in actually this very first verse here. And of whom shall I be afraid? Now, he goes on, he says, when the wicked, even mine enemies, my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. And David, again, I think here is looking back upon his life at the time that his life was in danger. And David started out as a shepherd boy with his life in danger when he went out, made an attack upon a lion and a bear. And that's something you just don't do every day. I don't know about you, I just don't meet a lion and a bear every day. And when I do, I hope he's on the other side of the cage. But there are a lot of these wild animals that are walking our streets today, and a lot of them would seek to devour you. And then there's that old lion, the devil, like a roaring lion. He's going up and down. seeking whom he may devour. Now, we find here, then, when we come to verse 3, though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. That is, his confidence is in God. And this is the provision that God has made for his own today. Have you ever noticed that every time the Lord Jesus would break through to speak to his apostles after his resurrection, it was, fear not, fear not. You and I have a resurrected Savior today, and I think fear comes to us many times. I have to remind myself when I'm flying in a plane, because I don't enjoy it. I have a natural fear of height. I just don't go and look over the side of a building. I'm afraid I'll jump off, and I don't want to do that. And I just have to remind myself when I'm up there and on that bus with those great big wheels that's in the sky, I tell the Lord, I say to him at the time, you are here with me. My confidence is in you. And it helps a great deal.